From gaming reviews and industry news to nonsensical humor and mayhem, the usual suspects, your hosts, Kaiba, Jay Zippo, and Silky Smooth. This is The Second Review.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of The Second Review. I am your host, Kaiba, with Jay Zippo in the corner. Dude, wow. You gotta turn up the volume on your fucking
piss
shit, you moron.
Poor.
There we go.
JayZippo.com.
That's better. And the Silky Smooth. No?
Hi.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yay. Good job, man. Good job. But anyways, so on today's episode, guys, talk a little bit about a game actually coming out tomorrow. Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Ball.
With a Z.
What?
Yes, game's Dragon launching. Nuts. Tomorrow, but for everybody else, the game is actually going to be out today. But we're going to talk about what to expect from the game, because there's actually a lot of shit to this game. So we'll get to that. Also, we'll talk a little bit more about the new God of War. No, that's the God of Fat, and no, you can't even pull
God
that
of
off.
God of Fat and Thick Cock.
What? No, you... No!
You can talk about God of War and him being in some absolutely unimmersive another... godly realm, but we've already been through that, so
yeah, we have many times.
You gotta figure out what episode it is so we can guide it to guide people to it.
Fucking clue. If anybody out there knows what it is, let us know, because god, we don't remember. And we'll talk a little bit about the YouTube scandal of monetization.
That's not a scandal, but it's just,
well, it was back then. It was like, what the fuck is everybody gonna do? That's considered a scandal.
No, scandal is like I took pictures of Nick nude and I leaked them out to Main Street Host. And
that would just be a crime against everybody.
But it would be a scandal.
All right, whatever. Whatever you want to call it. We'll talk a little bit about the... Is it an issue or is it actually a solution to the issue with monetization in videos?
Yes.
Yes to what? And we'll wrap up, as always, with the news.
The nudes.
The news. Well, let's get into this. So, who here has actually watched Dragon Ball Z? Dragon Ball.
I have.
There we go. There's one. I'm two.
No.
Really? What, you think you're actually doing something better in the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you're ancient.
Yeah, I am.
So, let's talk a little bit about Dragon Ball FighterZ with a Z. Now, this is the newest entry into the long-running franchise of games, and they've actually ditched the 3D element. If you ever pay attention to the last couple, there was like Tenkaichi, Tenkaichi 2, and then there was like the Xenoverse Saga. Everybody was in 3D dimensional space, and a lot of fans were really pissed off about it. So they decided to...
They were.
Yeah, they were. So here's a couple of things that you can expect from the new one. If you want to read the entire article, it is on thesecondreview.com. We'll link in the description.
Mm-hmm.
What the... So, if anybody ever actually out there has played the last couple Dragon Ball Z games, it has boasted an impressive roster.
Are you eating something?
Yeah, I was eating a mint. I liked having minty fresh breath.
Those things in the urinals are not mints, okay?
Shut up, man. Let me believe. Let me believe. But no, this is actually going to boast a roster of just a little over 20 characters. I'll quickly go through a couple of them. There's your main stars. There's Goku, Vegeta, Gohan, Frieza, Cell, Majin Buu, Future Trunks, Krillin, Piccolo, Android 16, Android 18, Goku in Super Saiyan Blue form, whatever the fuck that is, Vegeta in Super Saiyan Blue form, whatever the fuck that is also, Yamcha, Tien, Nappa, Captain Ginyu in the Ginyu Force, Adult Gohan, Gotenks, Kid Buu, Beerus, Hit, Goku Black, Android 21.
All I heard was womp, 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 womp. Charlie Brown, womp, womp.
Well, if you were a fan of the series, you would know all these people. So, it's going to have that, and also they have announced that if you get the FighterZ edition of this game, or the collector's edition of the game, or the ultimate edition of the game, you'll get the DLC patch, which will have another 8 unidentified fighters for future.
Great DLC.
Yeah, great, right?
Well, at least it's not a crate or anything.
Yeah, no loot crates in this game. So, a little bit also, your standard story modes are there. Arcade mode, hard mode, which is after you beat arcade mode, your local versus, and your online.
Ballsy comes in a whole new meaning when it gets to the hard mode. Yeah.
Wow. I'm losing my train of thought here, you fucking sick
That's
freak.
Not hard to do.
No, it isn't.
Squirrel!
Squirrel! Ah! So, the story mode, which is actually going to be a little bit more interesting, it's one of the characters in Android 21 is resurrecting some androids, making them look like the regular fighters, blah, blah, blah. But the game is going to take place between the end of the future Trunks saga, I don't know what the hell that is, and the beginning of the Universal Survival saga. I'm out of touch with the anime.
That's the more recent stuff that's going on right now.
Dragon Ball Super?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have no... Why don't you just plug your ears and go la 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 la?
That's so pretty much what I'm hearing anyways.
You're going to have your online mode.
Rub my coochie.
You know, your standard ranked, unranked matches. Possibility of esports. The game is going to feature a 3v3 mechanic. You know what that is?
Yeah.
You know what that is there, Silky?
A 3D mechanic?
3v3.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So anybody out there that doesn't know what it is, it's basically the same as Marvel's Capcom 2. Pick three fighters, fight three fighters. Last man standing wins. So... there's that. Controls. Anybody in here play Guilty Gear?
No. What is that?
Guilty Gear.
Guilty Gear. It's a fighting series from Japan.
No.
All right. Well, Guilty Gear is basically just a high octane, fast paced game. That's out there. If you want to look it up real quick, look it up. What the? Oh.
Dude, I feel like you just do stuff now to do stuff.
I think he just does it to does it.
The does it to does it.
The does it to does it.
I does it to does it.
You're so all retarded. I do is I'm does it to stupid. Does it.
Okay, 3v3. Who's your three? Did you shoot yourself? Is that way?
Kind of.
I wish it was real.
Virtually.
I don't condone death, but.
Is this going to be a YouTube suicide video? Because if it is.
Get thrown
well,
off
we just video. Got kicked off of YouTube and we just came
be.
Back.
I don't want to be there.
And then YouTube's going to change
all the
settings. It's
funny
all
the shit
again.
You guys talked about YouTube for the last year.
Let's see.
Go ahead.
All right. Vegeta, Tien, Yamcha.
A fajita.
You get smoked by everybody and their brother.
Yeah, okay. We'll
Except
see. We'll see.
Everyone loves a fajita.
Well, see, Vegeta is my number one, so yeah. I agree there. But I don't
Tien's
know.
Tien's got Chiaotzu, man. He does the bomb.
Yeah, but then he's dead.
No, he's
and
not.
And that's it. That's it.
Hey, he does some good damage. And Yamcha, actually,
bomb, bomb, bomb.
If
bomb,
you watch
bomb, bomb.
The gameplay of Yamcha, he's actually a really fast-paced fighter.
I hear you, but he just doesn't have the power levels like everybody else. I mean, if they're doing it by scale, I guess, yeah.
If I'm going to do it by scale, obviously I'm going to go with freaking Vegeta and Goku and probably Beerus.
Yeah.
Because I guess Beerus is the god of death in the series.
Well, he's been the god, you know. Yeah. He's the destroyer god, yes.
Oh, okay. So, but yeah.
Don't act like this is too nerd above yeah. you, buddy.
It is.
Like, let's you're see here. Like above should we talk about the Skyrims or the Fallouts? Yeah. You know?
Can I talk about these hot anime chicks? Guys, faps to pixels.
Do you want us to do the whole blackout thing so you're not seeing with
sorry,
us talking
sorry,
about games?
Sorry, too nerdy for you.
No, it just sounds like you're talking about like Chinese food or something.
What?
The name is like Chinese food.
You're so racist with that comment. It's overwhelming.
Give me one of the names.
You just had pho today.
I'm sorry. Japanese.
You had some pho today.
Yeah, I did have some good Thai.
Exactly. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, sir.
I think it's starting to grease the drawers, though, because I'm worried.
Well, that's because once you hit 40, your asshole... doesn't as strong as it used to be.
Is that scientific knowledge? Yeah. Are you pulling it straight out of like,
you've been
that's
butt,
why they tell you to get a
it.
Freaking prostate exam like every like other
year. Info.com. Don't
plug.
Go to that because I'd be afraid what would be there.
Go there. Go there on your phone.
They call you butt plugs.
You've already tainted it with your search results anyways.
Actually, I don't do too much.
All right, Silky. Who's your fighter team?
Okay, so we're doing it by scale or by...
Let's go by who you play with.
Well, Vegeta number one.
Okay.
I probably go Majin Buu.
Okay.
And then who would be my third? You know, Master Roshi was a fucking beast.
There's rumors that he could be one of the DLC characters.
Yeah. Not, I mean, especially because, I mean, the dude's just a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, all right. Let's keep moving on here. Another thing on the list, actually, that I found very interesting is Shenron's in the game.
Is Shenron a demon?
No, he's a dragon.
Damn it.
You got a dragon noise in there?
I might.
Why don't you find the actual
sound? Oh, I do actually. Dragon.
What the fuck?
What the hell
is that? Sounds like you're raping a dragon. Like, what the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
That's more dragon. That's
more
that's
dragon.
My butthole in about half an hour.
Well, all right, let me get through this real quick. All right, so what's actually really cool is that using actually what they're saying is a specific combo system in the game itself, you can actually collect Dragon Balls while you're in the middle of a fight.
Those poor dragons.
Oh, my God. Oh. I can't believe we're having this. I'm not even going to try to explain what the Dragon Balls are. Just watch the video later and you'll see the Dragon Balls. But what's going
to
actually happen is that you can collect all the Dragon Balls while you're in the mission, and you can actually summon Shenron, which he actually lets you grant you a wish in the series. And this one you can actually choose between restore my health, so fully restore your character's health, bring back an ally if they've been downed, give me the ultimate power, which basically there's a super bar. And that will charge all the way to the max. And there's also Make Me Immortal, which will actually recharge some of your health, but also will continually recharge your health as the battle continues on. So, you can see the implications of that. The other will be the art style of the game. And like I mentioned too, Guilty Gear. It's more of like an anime-esque look. You know, the characters look like they were just plucked from the show, thrown right into a game for the fight. So.
Good, because it worked for Fractured Butthole.
It did. It really did, actually.
Yeah, it worked awesome.
I really love that game. So that's what's going on with Dragon Ball Z Fighters. It comes out tomorrow for Xbox and PlayStation.
Not PC?
I didn't see it listed for PC. Maybe PC. We'll throw it in there. Why not? PC. If it's wrong, we'll change it later. We'll redact that statement. So. But Silky Smooth, tell us a little bit about your YouTube issue.
Me?
Yeah.
What was my
because I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Oh.
So you're going to take his shit.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to read what's wrong. What's wrong with your YouTube?
Should I do it in his voice?
Yeah, do it in his voice.
Okay. Hi.
That's not my voice.
That's pretty good representation of your voice.
That's not my voice. Starting Tuesday, new creators applying to the YouTube Partner Program will need to have accumulated 4,000 hours.
Off 100%.
I don't know what the fuck
these
you're
are just
doing.
Notes
all right, let's
these,
just...
Are just, these are just notes. Within the past 12 months and 1,000 subscribers, should I keep going?
No. give it, all right, Zippy, what's going on with YouTube?
He is not happy.
No, I don't
look
care.
At him. He is. He is not
look
happy.
Look at that face.
Guys.
Look at that.
Guys, he's got a butt plug issue. His anus just doesn't close all the way. Do you have loose butthole?
I do.
You've got loose butthole.
Did you get a prostate exam?
It's from all those male strippers, huh?
Wow.
The pole.
Well, you know, he was just at a local strip club, you know, taking
more of the
pictures.
Getting the male models?
There's no male models.
You got the male models going?
I'm a male model enough for everyone.
you're a real model male, let me tell you. You're the epitome of the model male.
Exactly. I am, actually.
Yeah?
Kind of with a chubby gut and out of shape. I'm the model male. It's about what
a
normal male would look like.
You got a dad bod?
Yeah, I got a...
I got a dad
bod.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, it's a food baby.
I think it's a beer baby because I got it when I started drinking a lot of beer.
That's not a beer baby. That is a food baby right
there. I actually used to have like a six-pack until I started drinking a lot.
Oh, really?
A six-pack of beer? And then you drank it all?
Yeah, pretty much.
There it is.
Do you even understand what a beer gut is?
Yeah, it's this.
All right, anyway, YouTube, what's going on?
All right, so once again, YouTube is changing stuff, and they're doing it, again, on the fly, and they're doing it without any warning, and they're doing it without telling anybody what's really going on. Wait. So it took a week to get to the final conclusion of what they are actually trying to do. So if you haven't seen the news in regards to the YouTube, what it was is that they're going to – actually, this came down from Papa Google, and they said, okay, YouTube – you're shit in the bed, and we need to get new regulations, and we're just going to – it's going to be like the hard no. This is exactly what we're doing, and there's going to be no more maybe you're monetized, maybe you're not. So what they did is they implemented a new requirement system. You have to have 4,000 hours of video watch time on your channel, and not or and 1,000 subscribers. So for shits and giggles, I went onto my channel and seen what I did. I'm about 300 subscribers off. And I thought I'd get close to the 4,000 hours. I'm not. I get around 13,000 minutes of view time a month. So I did the math, and I'm off by about 1,300 hours. So these are not easy requirements.
No.
A lot of the people that I've seen, they hit the 1,000 subscribers, but they're not anywhere close to the hours. Mm-hmm. And then it's the other way around, where someone only has like 200 subscribers, but a couple of their videos went viral, or a lot of people link them or whatever, and they're really close or over the 4,000 hours of video time. So, according to this, I'll do this in Nick voice. According to YouTube, the new requirement shouldn't have a big impact on creators who make a living on the platform. According to YouTube, 99% of existing creators affected by the changes have been making less than $100 per year. That would be me. Around 90% have earned less than $250 in the past month. I think I beat that. I might have. YouTube also said the creators who will remain part of YPP represent more than 95% of YouTube's reach for advertisers.
So in other words, they made it ridiculously hard to actually make money.
Yep. The problem was is that most of these people can't reach it, and they never probably will.
No.
And so
this is to save their money. That's plain and simple.
Save their hide and have no more maybe kind of wouldas. This is like, this is it. Yeah. So then the top 5% of the YouTubers are going to be manually reviewed. I don't know how that's going to work, but they're going to do that because
of a fuck ton of people.
5% of top YouTube is ones where they get, I think, 87% of their advertising income is with those 5%. So they have to go through them, make sure they're not doing a Logan Paul or Paul Logan, whatever the fucking douchebag's name is, and the dead people faking suicide and whatever. So that's all in all, when you break it down, it makes a lot of sense. You can't have people just jumping on YouTube and making shitty content. Mm-hmm. They kept calling it actors, bad actors. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? So I mean actions, but they're using it in a weird terminology. And having advertising on these channels that are having hate and drug use and porn. So in that regards, into the business regards, it makes a lot of sense to do this. Because now they don't have to worry about like 95% of the channels on YouTube. They just don't have to worry about that. It's off the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to worry about the other five. Which, you're right, they shit ton of people to do this. Because I feel like they only had like five people in their office at one time. That's how badly it's run. On the other side of the coin, my channel is doing better than it's ever done, I think, ever.
Yeah, but aren't you running the issue that you're not monetized anymore?
Right, but I got double the views on my path. I demonetized all my videos for the past 2 months, or 2 weeks, and plus this week that I loaded up, I'm more than double what I usually have at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm up 12 subscribers to usually I only have two or three. So I'm reaching the point where, I don't know, they said that I'm going to be down in the suggested column on the right-hand side when on YouTube. And then the search algorithm, I'm going to be fine. But why? There had to be something to do with the monetization that restricted my search algorithm, no matter what. Because I never had a consistent amount. Like, I got 60, 78, 127 views. I never had a consistent amount like that for that long. Once in a while, I have a video that does really good, but usually it's around 40, 50 views. Now they're just popping. So I'm happy as shit. Because I'm not even going to reapply. I'm going to just, if I get big enough, which I don't really care if I do, if I get big enough, I'll just get some kind of sponsor or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to worry about YouTube anymore. I'm just going to use them for...
That's the one thing I keep seeing all the time, is like every video that I ever watch, it's like they're always saying, oh, go to our Patreon channel, go to Patreon, give us money, let's keep going. It's like, you know what? No. I'm sorry, really, it's like cool content channel, and all, but, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, but, you know, when it comes to people asking for money, there's only really one or two that I'll give money to in a year. The rest of you, you know, it's like, I'm sorry, but if you are choosing to make YouTube your job, which right now, like, you know, we are literally coming off of our regular job. to do the show. And so that way we don't give a shit. You know, if we make 1,000 views, 10,000 views, whatever, it doesn't matter to us, even though we would love it all.
Right.
But the thing is that if you're gonna sit there and make YouTube your life, don't go asking people for money.
Well, that's the only way they're gonna be able to do it anymore.
But here's what I'm saying. It's, you know, don't go begging people for money. You know, this isn't fucking Kickstarter. Don't go kickstarting people to ask them to give you money for your show. If you are having issues with getting money out of your show, maybe it's about time you actually think about, I don't know, taking a business course where you actually learn how to negotiate with companies. So that you could get, you know, fucking Poland Springs. Even though they probably
there's
could
no
kill
springs
us.
In Poland.
There's springs everywhere.
There's only
everywhere.
Slinkies.
But no, I'm saying it's like, if you want to get money for your channel, go to Poland Springs and petition. Work with them and be like, hey, this is why you and me need to work together. I have X amount of views. I got X amount of subscribers. Let's make a deal. You can, you know, give me whatever. I don't care. $1,000 a month, and I will plug Poland Springs on my video. That's how it works. That's how advertising works. You don't need to go out there and beg people for their money.
Well, I support a couple by Patreon.
You're an idiot.
No, I love it. The critical, and then there's MXR. And...
But here's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying about this whole YouTube thing. If you are going to be a professional YouTuber, I guess that's what they're calling themselves, professional YouTubers. If you're going to be a professional YouTuber, then you need to learn how that business works.
They do, and that's why they ask for Patreon. Well, that's part of the business model.
Patreon is just going to people and asking for money.
Yeah, that's part of the business model.
That's not...
It is. It's part of the business model.
Can I get Bitcoin?
Go Bitcoin.
Sure, if you want it to tank. Yeah, I got the payment from Dana from creating his logo. A week later.
Yeah, you should have cashed out when you got it.
I didn't really care, but I was just like, cool, maybe I'll start investing in things. And I just was lazy, didn't do anything. Next thing I know, we'll get this thing in the email. Oh, by the way, your BitConnect wallet's going to close in like a week because they shit the bed or closed or whatever the hell they did. Bitcoin or BitConnect, that's a lending wallet or something, and they closed their doors, and that's where my money was. So
you lost it?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody's losing thousands.
Not me. No, he lost it all.
I lost it. It's gone. Zero.
But that's people lost thousands of dollars into this.
Well, yeah, but people also made millions of dollars from it.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, Fartbag 50 Cent didn't even know he's a multimillionaire because of it now. From that. I mean, not that he wasn't kind of already, but now he's probably fresh out the IRS, son.
I was trying to think, who the hell is Fartbag 50 Cent? Oh, 50 Cent, okay.
Because like, wait a minute. He was broke for a long time.
Yeah, he was. Now he's got like $8 million from his last CD that he sold, like his last album.
Uh-huh.
He was accepting Bitcoin. Didn't realize he accrued like a good chunk of Bitcoin, and it turned out it, you know, obviously it sat there, and now it's worth like $8
million. Hey,
I invested in Ethereum now, and I traded some Ethereum for Ripple and Stellar, and I'm about even because there was when I invested, it was at a low point, and it got a little bit lower, and I just dabbled like $100, but Stellar is back on the rise, and so is Ripple, and Ethereum's coming back up a little bit too. But that's how, like, it's an investment. It's not
it's the same as stocks.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
anyways, that's all about YouTube, and yeah. I'm kind of at this point now. 2 weeks ago, I was pissed. Today, I'm very happy because my channel is doing better than I ever had.
I don't know. I don't think. If you're going to be a professional YouTuber, you shouldn't go beg people for money. That's all. That's my opinion.
It's not begging. It's just saying, hey, support us. That's
it's a form of begging.
Nah.
Really? Nope. So you're telling... Okay, so let me ask you this. So when you... So during the holiday season, when you see the Salvation Army with the bell, do you classify that as begging?
No.
You don't classify that as begging? No. Okay. So it's the same... All right, so they're asking you for money to help people.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's look at the flip coin. You got people on YouTube with Patreon. They're asking you for money so that they can keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, they're providing me content that I enjoy. It's nothing different than a subscription.
So All right, so let's put it this way. You're watching a television show. Are you paying the television show to watch the television show?
At some level, yes, because I'm paying cable and cable's paying them and everything down the line. I'm telling you, there's no way around this. Patreon is nothing more than like a subscription. They provide content that I enjoy for them to continue to do it.
Well, let's move on because this is becoming a hopeless circle.
And begging is asking for money for nothing. They're giving me content, so it's not begging. So I'm receiving something in return. So it's more a transaction than anything. It's part of the business model. It's been for a couple years now.
No.
Well, it has.
You're a part of my business model.
It's still part of the business model. And everyone told me I should open up a Patreon. I'm like, I don't want to because I'm not that involved in it. So,
I don't know. I think these morons should stop begging people for money and actually go and be productive and get advertisers the right way. So.
Yeah, but that could be YouTube.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about God of War.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. So, anybody remember the last God of War?
Do you remember what we argued about before with the God of War? Like, he's a Greek god and was it Norse?
Norse mythology,
now
yes.
In the Norse mythology, yeah.
It's kind of a cop-out.
It's not a cop-out.
I mean, I was pretty upset with it at the time. No, I wouldn't say pretty upset with it. I could have gone either way. I guess I remember my biggest beef was just like, all right, well, how's this story going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're mixing up gods.
Well, here's actually what's going on. He is still actually classified as a god.
Okay.
Whether or not if he is really still the Greek god of war, we don't know. He could just be just Kratos with god powers, godlike powers. So, but what I said a long, long time ago, and I still thoroughly believe that this is what's going to happen, is that after the events of the last God of War, where he killed Zeus, he's killed Poseidon, he's killed Helios, he's killed Ares, he's killed Athena, he's killed Aphrodite, he's killed pretty much every motherfucker out there. So what I'm thinking is the last remaining gods, all the little tiny ones that nobody gives a crap about, probably banded all their power again to literally chuck him into the future. Because that's actually where he is. Because
I thought he killed them all.
No, he didn't kill all of them. He just killed the major ones. Like, a lot of the smaller ones were there.
To me, and I'm just throwing this out there, well, once you kill Zeus, don't you kill them all?
That's a good question.
You chop off the head and everything else?
Well, because Zeus created them all.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going by, this is God, technically everybody else was mini-gods.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your demigods and stuff
like
that.
I would consider that the same as, like, if you killed somebody's father, would the son die immediately? I
always thought that they were
like a shared connection.
If you watched Clash of Titans? Yeah, once Zeus was gone, pretty much everyone was gone, right?
No,
because he was creating those little figurines, and those were his.
Those were people.
Those were his.
Those were people.
No, he also had ones for the gods.
Yeah,
because remember the weird demigod goat guy, the evil dude.
Pan?
In Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. And he had the little figurine of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like,
yeah.
Dead when what's his head killed him. He just crumbled.
Yeah.
So he does have some kind of creation.
Obviously he had sex with in the Clash of Titans and that aspect of it to create the demigod. Hercules is a demigod.
Mm-hmm.
But. So that's why I question if Zeus dies, do the rest of them die? This might be a job for Guagle.
I think so. Does he have a direct connection to each individual person
he
created?
Does.
Or is it like Kevin said, it's just sperm?
He's just banging out kids. Because then we wouldn't have this God of War, because if he did kill Zeus, and Zeus was, then the world would have just went blank.
Well, isn't Zeus Kratos' god?
Ares is Kratos' father.
Okay. But then Ares is...
And he offed Ares in the first game.
So, yeah. I don't think that's the deal. Yeah. I think Kratos would be dead if that's the case.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that he dies. I don't know. Greek mythology was a little... I feel like...
It was just full of drunk
like
people.
All mythology. All... religions.
A lot of them oversect, because I was talking to Matt last week about the Kraken, and everyone swore it was a Greek monster. It's a Norse monster.
Well, no, the Kraken has been sighted through all of mythology.
Yeah, the very first one was in Norse mythology.
Well,
we looked it up because the Kraken was this island.
Technically, the Norse, which is this, would have been before the Greek.
No,
would have been after.
Yeah, this is after Greek mythology.
Well, then how would it have been in Greek? You said it was in Greek mythology.
No, the Kraken is in Greek mythology.
Right, so then the Greeks.
It's the same
Norse.
As unicorns, Pegasus. But
he just said it was dragons. In the Norse. First.
It wasn't in any until like the newer stuff started coming out, new stories and stuff. Because me and Matt were looking it up, and the origin of the Kraken was it's an island, and there's boats that would go by it, and they would just mysteriously crash. And they made up a story that it's a big, huge octopus, whatever, sitting in there, and its tentacles will grab anything that gets close. But it's so big, it just looks like an island. And then as the Norse myth continued, it just got a little bit smaller and a little bit more scarier because you could see it and all this other stuff. So we're like, well, how the hell we had the same question. How the hell is this? But it never, when these Greek myths were being rewritten and stuff, they started adding in all these other myths. And they had a couple from Greek myths that had a lot of Asian, like, overtones, you know, like they add all this stuff in. So the Kraken was originally in the Norse, but I would have never guessed that. I would have said it was
but
Greek.
The thing is, though, also in Greek mythology, you don't ever hear of the Kraken really that much. It's actually the version of the Greek Kraken is actually called Cetus, and that is Poseidon's pet. And then,
I wonder why they changed the name, though. That's interesting. I'd like to know that, though. I like why would they change the name?
It's full of drunk people and Cetus. Word of mouth.
I think my bathroom's going to see the Kraken in about a half an hour.
See, like, they're talking about here, the death of Pan marked the advent of theology and Christianity. It is said that Christ was born as soon as Pan died. It's not clear whether Christ was born after Pan died or Pan died after Christ was born. That's when people stopped worshiping the nature and started worshiping Christ.
And now we got polluted waters.
Word.
Word up, yo. Okay, anyways, go on.
Well, that was lovely. So I'm going to do a really quick version of it. If anybody wants to read the full article, it is on thesecondreview.com. So what's going on? Well, Kratos is now in Norse mythology, but they're stating that he is actually in the birth of Norse mythology. Before Odin,
the cow.
Before Thor, basically before, what was Odin's father's name?
It was a cow.
It was not a cow.
Yeah, it was a ginormous. There was nothing. Then there was this ginormous cow, and then something happened where it like turned into the earth, and then
Boar was.
So they're saying this was before him too. They only named three Norse gods. I've never even heard of one. It's called Aesir. Aesir.
Because it was just audiobook with Norse mythology. Before it was anything, it was just like mist, and then there was a cow. I can't remember what happened to the cow that had created everything.
So, a couple of locations you might be able to travel to. These are, at the moment, at least when I read the article, they were unconfirmed to me, at least. Alfheim, Asgard, Jotunheim, Midgard, Muspelheim, Nidavellir. I think I spelled that, said it right. If I butcher any of these to the Norse people around the world, I am so sorry.
What? Makes me want to go drink a beer. They all sound like good beers.
Niflheim.
Niflheim?
Niflheim.
Niflheim.
Okay.
Niflheim. Thank you.
Niflheim?
I don't even want to know if I can spell it. Same one. And Vanaheim. Another one starts with an S. I'm even going to try to butcher
these
that
are
one.
All the things that, like, the Thor.
Yeah, these are all the nine realms. Yeah. So, but that's all. So, those are all the possible locations you'll be able to go to in the new one. So, how does it play? Anybody here play God of War?
I played all of them. Yeah, I beat them all.
I played the first.
Well, he no longer has the Blades of Chaos or the Blades of Athena.
Makes sense, though.
Yeah, they have been stripped from him. So, now the combat has gone from a distance-based combat to close quarters and more of a not button mashing. You know, remember how you could just keep smashing on square and you just keep unleashing light attacks to just keep all the enemies at bay? Now you can't do that anymore. Now it's more combo system. And also you're going to be paired up with his son. We'll get into that in a second. For
He's really young
roles.
In this too, isn't he?
Huh?
He's really young in this, right?
The kid?
Yeah.
Like 9 or 10.
That's pretty
young. I mean, about what the age of a normal Norse kid would go out start hunting. So.
Your mama.
Oh.
My mom's going to go out hunting?
Apparently.
We're going to go hungry.
There will be powers in the game. Magic is now in the form of rune stones that you actually imbue his axe, which is now the weapon he carries.
So that's how you can upgrade your...
Yeah.
Cool.
You can upgrade the light. It can be comboed to either the light or the heavy attacks.
It's like Witcher. Witcher does that too.
Yeah. You also have his...
Stop playing that Witcher 3, like the DLC. I don't get it. Also, my armor is just shit.
The blood and wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, once you start that, it like almost re-levels you. It's like weird.
Yeah, but none of the armor and the weapons, all that stuff, like none of the perks that I have with those, it's all dead. It says you have to be Grandmaster bullshit.
I haven't played it in like forever.
Yeah. I was just playing in between like, before I started playing Telltale and, because I haven't really played much of anything other than Madden.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I won a 55-inch TV and $300 off of it, so yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you'd definitely be playing on your, playing Madden. Did you play the Telltale on the 55-inch?
Yeah.
Oh, that had to be awesome, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. Yeah. Anyways.
What was it on a PS4 Pro?
No, why would it be?
PS4 Pro. Because you love sucks. The PS4 Pro. Okay.
No. No. Anyways, continue.
All right. So, yeah, the runes will be you can imbue your axe with them, can change up your light and heavy attacks. The majority of the game, at least from all the footage I've seen, is actually you're going to be using a frost based power where your son actually can shoot electric arrows to stun enemies to help with combo chaining. So basically, what's really different, other than the fact that Kratos is a father again? If anybody remembers playing the original God of War, Kratos killed his wife and daughter at the back of Ares to transcend him into becoming who he was.
Okay.
The ultimate badass warrior of the Spartan army. So basically, this whole game, you're going to be spending it with Atreus, who's his son, as you are going to be grappling with not only being a father, but also becoming a father again. Because he's kind of like that distant dad for like half the game. And, you know, oh, spoilers, mom dies in the beginning of the game. So he's got to come back, now take care of the son.
You ruined it for us all now.
I know. Oh, God, the first 20 seconds of the game, I can't believe it.
There's no MILF.
So there will be collectibles in the game, No loot crates.
Good.
There is going to be a crafting element, so you can craft armor. The axe is all you get for the game for weapons. Well, at least from what I said, yeah. But you do get a shield, and there will be some skins for the shield. The shield does come into play with defending yourself from long-range attacks, closing the gap. You can also throw the shield like Captain America. And the length of the game. How long do you think this game actually is?
Like the
$1 billion. Oh, what?
No, time, not monies.
Oh, 1 billion. No.
No, 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 no.
20 hours.
20 hours?
80 hours.
80 hours? That's very generous for one game. It's going to be clocking in around 25 to 35 hours, depending on your play spot.
Final Fantasy VII was like 80 hours.
Well, yeah, because there was like a bunch of shit to do in that game. I mean, also turn-based combat had to play a part in that. So... But yeah, game releases. You want to take a stab in the dark?
It's going
to
be
iconic date of the year.
July 4th.
Okay.
420, son.
Yes. God of War will release on PS4 on April 20th.
What does 420 mean?
Really?
It means when you get the butt plug removed from your ass.
No, I get it much earlier than that. I got to poop.
Well, it'd be reinserted by your male stripper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gave up on that. I forgot to
put new ones in. You're done with sound effects?
I forgot to put new ones
in. Jeez, lazy bastard.
I was too busy fucking Nick's ma.
Oh!
Okay, before you do news, let me just check. Make sure everything's good with that.
Yeah? Check my nuts, son.
Wow. You do realize like that was like half in, half out, right?
Okay there, Nick. Turn your head and cough for me, please. Oh, crap. They can see it, so that's not
yeah. good. Dumbass. All right, Silky. What you got in the news?
So I watched Assassin's Creed, the movie. Anybody yeah. see it?
Yeah, I did.
It's out?
It's been out for been out, a, yeah. like a year and a half.
I now. Saw it okay. on the HBO. It made me want to play the game.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of people said it was a really good rendition of the series.
Huh. I thought he wasn't bad.
No. No, it wasn't that bad.
Wasn't that bad. It had some heavy hitting like actors and actors.
I was just going to ask, so who was in it?
Well, Jeremy Irons is the head of
lead Templar.
The
the lead scientist Templar.
Something like that. And then his daughter's Marion, or is it Marion? Gautier.
I think so. Yeah. She played Talia al Ghul in Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
You didn't see Dark Knight Rises?
She no. was. You ever you? See Inception? Dude, you're the fucking worst.
What about that that one, the spy movie with Brad Pitt? She was in that one. I can't remember the name of that title, though. I don't know. But yeah. Another actor. He's not like super, super famous, but he's been in a lot of movies. All right. Did you ever see the movie Gangs of New York?
No.
I can't deal with him anymore.
Stanley
right now.
Kubrick, isn't it?
He's absolutely the worst. No. No.
Who directed that?
That was Gangs of New York was the famous Italian director. What's
Scorsese?
Name? Yeah, Scorsese.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and it had Daniel
That's
Day-Lewis
Scorsese.
In it.
That's a Scorsese.
Yeah. Dude, it had Daniel Day-Lewis in it.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Whatever. Well, you know, every great actor has to have a crappy one to balance them out.
Oh!
Huh?
I don't know. News. News.
I firmly believe that.
So, news. Anyways, what else are you going to say?
Assassin's Creed.
No.
Okay.
Monster Hunter World is the game that finally got me into the series, this person says. So, they've looked to their friends in Japan with considerable envy. Monster Hunter, the action role-playing game, has been a hit in Japan since its debut back in 2004. As a fan of both RPGs and monsters, Monster Hunter seems custom designed for interest of those. Previous attempts have fallen flat for a myriad of reasons, including a glacial pace and an overwhelming array of systems that could never get comfortable. But that's all changed now with Monster Hunter World. It's the next big entry in the series, which debuts tomorrow on the PS4 and Xbox. A PC version launches later this year.
Eat a dick, PC.
You are a budding hunter headed out into the wilderness to complete quests that involve capturing or killing powerful monsters. Success means earning supplies and keshish that you can use to make yourself even stronger with new weapons and armor, making it possible to take down even more daunting creatures. Rinse and repeat.
Don't you smoke keshish?
No, that's hashish.
Oh, yeah. Hashish, okay.
Duh. Anyways.
Sorry, pothead. Go on.
Get educated, bro.
Yeah, simmer down, butt plug.
All right there, hippie. Get going.
I prefer Panama Red.
Okay.
Thanks.
PR.
What is great about Monster Hunter World is that despite all of its changes, it never gets away from the core of what's made it so interesting. Lots of monsters, lots of ways to hunt them, but the experience has been smoothed over slightly and enough quality of life tweaks to make it approachable without damaging the fundamentals.
All right.
Modern play voice chat, dude.
Hmm.
You can hunt together.
MILF Hunter.
Can you hunt me?
Walk in. It's a good site. MILFHunter.com. It's a good site.
It used to be.
Yeah.
Does it still even operate?
It's now what they do is they have all these sites and I put it under one umbrella and you can join and you have like 12 sites you can go to and wank to a different site every day.
I think that's what they all do. Yeah. Okay. Have you guys seen this Nintendo's game devices that are made of cardboard?
Yes. It's pretty ingenious.
It is.
Pretty money.
And it's pretty expensive.
So Nintendo's going low-tech for his newest line of video game accessories. The Japanese company has unveiled a series of do-it-yourself cardboard toys called Nintendo Labo Kits. Wildly popular Switch gaming console, which, in all honesty, I'm like this close to getting myself.
It's the fastest selling console in history.
Yeah.
And it's so worth it. I would have never guessed it. I was like, oh, I get it. It'd be kind of fun.
Just for Zelda, but I don't know what else I would get it for. Yeah, I guess Mario Kart.
Odyssey. You got to get Odyssey.
Yeah.
Mario Odyssey. Yeah. That's why I'm waiting for it to go down a couple bucks.
You can get Skyrim.
How much is the Switch now?
300. It probably made 300 for the next 2-3 years.
I had a good shot at getting one for 200.
Should have done it.
Yeah, you should have.
Well, because freaking an unforementioned store decided to have a bonus for trading one in.
A boner?
I got a boner.
So, trading what in?
For trading the Switch. You got like an extra like $60 on top of your trade in. So, wait, took it out of my price range.
You trade in your Switch.
What would you trade in for the Switch?
No, like if you like trade in a console. They were giving out like an extra like $60.
Well, that's
bucks.
What we're asking you. We didn't know what you were trading. You said the
console.
Switch.
Oh. Yeah, the console.
What console would you trade in?
The base one with the red and blue Joy-Cons. Yeah,
Wait, so you were going to trade a Switch in for a Switch?
No, this guy, I was in line and this dude was trading in a Switch.
Oh.
And then they gave out the prices. They were going to give him $180 for it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, I'll give you $200 like today.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait, you're going to get $60 bonus on top of that. Took it out of my price range.
Oh, a gift card type of thing, yeah. Gotcha.
No, it was like trade bonus.
They were going to give him, so they gave him another $240.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, I guess.
Yeah, so it took it out of my price range.
Assembled from sheets of cardboard, obviously. The accessories are designed to interact with the Switch and its Joy-Con controllers in a variety of ways. For one example, one toy is a 13-key cardboard piano that a console and the controller slot into. After putting it together, users can press the cardboard keys and musical notes come out of the console.
That's fucking great.
Another kit builds an interactive robot suit with a visor and backpack and straps for the user's hands and feet. When a person wears it, a giant robot on the screen mimics the moves. Nintendo calls all these lines of cardboard products Toy Cons. They'll go on sale 420.
What's 420?
Hashish. Nintendo America President Reggie Fils-Aime says it's an exciting evolution.
That vibrated your tit, didn't it?
Florida's calling me, yeah. It's just Florida, the whole state. It's an exciting evolution of the Nintendo Switch platform. Sorry. One designed to inspire curiosity, creativity, and imagination in people of all ages.
Do they give any prices on that? Like how much would it be?
I know the one base is going for $80.
The new toy kits are priced at $70 to $80 and have potential to become another source of high margin revenue to help the Nintendo bottom line. Investors seem happy. Shares have gone up 2.4 in Tokyo on Thursday.
Yeah, basically you spend
$80 for a piece of cardboard.
No, it's called the variety pack, and it's got like the piano in there. It's got a house. It's got a couple like some other stuff.
Duh,
it's a cardboard though.
And then the $70 one is like robots. Like you actually build cardboard robots.
It's cardboard
that move.
I think it's neat, but $70, fuck
but
no.
They also said they're gonna.
Why? I think that's actually pretty
cardboard.
No. When you actually see what the variety pack is full of, it's actually pretty close to its worth. But they're also gonna release later on in the year singles. Like you can get like just the piano, just the robot, just this, just that, and they're also gonna be giving out like replacement parts.
Definitely.
Honestly,
it's cardboard.
You know what? Once you put it together, as long as there's not some crazy electrical wiring going through it, it's like, dude, put some, get some packing tape. Just cover the edges in packing tape, and it'll.
Or rubber cement, because then you can sniff it and get high.
There you go. There you go, kids. You heard from Zippo himself. Construct cardboard thing.
You
want to
get high?
Get some rubber cement and sniff.
That's it.
That's all. You got?
Yeah, it's time to go.
Okay. So anyways,
I gotta take a dump anyways.
Dragon Ball Fighters comes out tomorrow, guys. If you're a fan of the Guilty Gear franchise and you're also a fan of Dragon Ball Z, fucking buy this game.
I feel like if you're more of a fan of Dragon Ball Z.
Well, if you're a fan of the Guilty Gear fighting system.
Okay.
Because it's a very fast-paced game. For YouTube, does it help? Does it hurt? Jay Zippo thinks it. It's helping. Yeah, we're on it.
We're on it, yes. And jzippo.com.
You know I'm going to bleep that out, right?
And be rude.
I'm bleeping that out, too.
But it'll at least be in the podcast.
It'll be in the podcast, but I'm bleeping on YouTube.
Yo Mama.
Oh.
YoMama.com.
And also, guys, God of War, if you're not a fan of games, you got some time to play it. But for Silky Smooth. Hi. Jay Zippo.
JayZippo.com.
I am Kaiba. We'll catch you all in the flip side.